Left off yesterday with the three categories of the Gemara, and the one that's probably most relevant for us was that second category, according to Tosafos, of foods which are not part of the meal proper, in the sense of they're not there to smear onto the bread, they're not there eating to fill oneself up. Rather, they're eating as sweets, they're eating as desserts, and therefore Tosafos says, based on this Gemara, that one does recite a bracha rishona. A dessert at the end of the meal. We did not recite an additional bracha chrona, but a bracha rishona would be recited. Now the question is there any reason to believe that that has also changed with Ban HaZeh? We spoke at the end of the Shia yesterday about how the third category has changed. The third category, or the these tables, those foods that are brought out like gamre, those foods that are eaten in the gamre after the table is cleared, the challah is cleared, etc. So that we had a lot of hesitation in the rishonim. But that third category exists today. But what about the middle category? The category of simple desserts. Is there any reason to believe that that halacha has changed today? So this is not the Besav, this is Baal Peh. There is a story told about the Chofetz Chaim, that in the later years of the Chofetz Chaim, that they asked him, what would the din be if you live in a culture, live in a place where they always serve dessert. Dessert is not something special, it's something, wow, unbelievable. Can you imagine we got an orange today for the end of the meal? Yeah, like in Eastern Europe, that was like once in a lifetime. Every meal you go to, there's always built into the system that's called dessert. So could one argue that that's called the bon machmas, that once it becomes the norm to eat dessert, so then that by definition is considered to be part of the meal. It's part of the meal, and it wouldn't require its own bracha. When they presented the question to Chofetz Chaim, they told him a big chiddush. They said it's called America. They said Chofetz Chaim died in the 1930s. I don't know when the story happened after Mishmur was written. So I'm talking later in the career of Chofetz Chaim. So they said to Rebbe in America, they eat dessert all the time. So the way the story goes, and the Chofetz Chaim says, okay, so in America, they eat dessert all the time. So for them, it's considered to be part of the meal. Not for us in Rotterdam, but for them in America, it's considered to be part of the meal, and they wouldn't have to recite a bracha. The problem is that in the Sefer Mishmur, it doesn't say this. And anything, it says the opposite of this. And it's not clear about whether we should follow the story level. There are different traditions, different opinions. There are those who possibly like the story of the Chofetz Chaim, and therefore they just stop making brachos on desserts in America. And there are others who say that we don't have any real precedent for this. It's not we possibly base what it says in the Svarim, and we follow what it says in the Gemara. We don't have any indication that the halacha has changed with the Banazet. So those who are making brachos on desserts are relying on what it says in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. Those who are not making brachos on desserts today are relying on that story about the Chofetz Chaim. But there is one last nekuda of this sugya that now is going to impact potentially other sugyas as well. That is a comment that the Rashba makes in Maseches Pesachim. The last parak of Pesachim, we give the comments of the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson. So the Rashbam Maseches Pesachim is addressing the following sugya that appears there about a person who pretty much finished a meal, and he's finished the meal to such a point that he's already said, let's bench, let's sing Shir HaMalos, they're pulling out the benchers, we're ready to bench. And then he says, oh, one more cup of wine right before benching. And the Gemara says, once you said Havlam Benavarach, once you already said you're going to bench, so then you can't just stop drinking a cup of wine like that. Your bracha of Bar Pri HaGofen you made way, way back in the beginning. Wine in the middle of a meal requires a Bar Pri HaGofen. Most of the time, if a person drinks wine on a Shabbos meal, so you already made a Bar Pri HaGofen in Kiddush. If a person takes a cup of wine on a regular Tuesday night dinner, so you have to recite a bracha of Bar Pri HaGofen even though you will wash. So comes the Gemara and says that original bracha Bar Pri HaGofen that you made got canceled, got stopped. Once you said Havlam Benavarach, the game is over, that's a hafsek. And this wine is no longer relevant to the original bracha, and you would have to recite a new Bar Pri HaGofen. So comes the Rashbam, take a look at the seventh of the Maamar Kamos. So the Rashbam says that even though the Gemara says explicitly you have to recite a new Bar Pri HaGofen, says Rashbam in the bold print, Lo boi bruchi aliyayim acharav. There is no need to recite a separate bracha charona on the wine. Before you bench, it's okay. You don't have to recite a new bracha. Why don't you have to recite a new bracha? If you would have asked me, I would have said that if you really believe that the wine is considered to be a separate entity, it's not really part of the original meal, proof positive you have to recite a new Bor Priyagofen. If so, just as the original Bor Priyagofen, which is the intro to the meal, doesn't exempt this wine, so to Birch Samozum, which is on the Seudah, shouldn't exempt this wine either. So how can we, no pun intended, we can't eat it. How can we tell you that these are the bracha Rishona, you have to make a new bracha. These are the bracha Charona, you don't have to. So Rishbam says, you're talking right. Rishbam says that you really fundamentally have to recite a new bracha here. The only thing is, it's practically not relevant. It's practically not necessary. The bircha, remember the bircha sabaza potrasa, because benching is going to exempt you from a bracha acharona of Avayevitz. What Tosis says, the Rashbam says, Alam the Shavuot. When you made you washed, now you're washed, you're having your meal, you make a Bor Priyagofen, a cup of wine, and now you say you're ready to bench. So the halach is you have to make a new Bor Priyagofen, and fundamentally you have to make an Avayevitz. You have to make a bracha acharona of the wine. The only thing is that benching potters an Avayevitz with the Evitz. Let's say it wasn't in the context of a meal. A guy stopped Tuesday afternoon, 3 o'clock, takes a cup of wine, and instead of making an Al HaGefen, afterwards he benches. So Rishbam says, we'll see, I'd say. So since benching potters you from Al HaGefen, it would be superfluous to recite an Al HaGefen. How did the Rishbam know that benching potters you from Al HaGefen? Maybe wine requires Al HaGefen, bread requires benching. How do you know one potters the other? So Rishbam says, the Hashta Achas Ben Shosh Sagilu, says the Rashbam, what's a greater bracha? What's a higher bracha? The bracha of Al-Gefen, the bracha of Me'ein Shalosh, or Be'echos HaMozim proper? So says the Rashbam, Me'ein Shalosh is exactly what it sounds like. It's a Me'ein Shalosh, it's a watered-down version. It's a cheapy version. It's a shortened version of benching. So says the Rashbam, Kavichemer, if Madoch, the watered-down version works, how much more so should the real version work? And therefore, if a person benches on wine, one is yaitzing. It's a strange thing. There's nothing in the benching that mentions anything about wine. Well, let's say, according to the Rashbam, a guy eats pomegranates, a guy eats olives, a guy eats dates and figs. So, but the evet, if you bench, you're yaitzing. Because the Rashbam says it's inconceivable that benching shouldn't exempt you. Because if main shalosh exempts you, how much more so that benching should exempt you? That's the Rashbam's kavuchim.
In the Gemara, though, we had a case of the
Akhar Suda. That's Tosis Kasha. That's exactly. Mechavit Tosis Kasha against the Rashbam. So this is the Kavachem of the Rashbam. So if you take a look on the back page in Ma'ar Mocha number 8, if you take a look at the third line, the end of the line, Umiyu Einze Kavachem, says Tosis, that Kavachem is a flawed Kavachem. The attack on this Kavachomer, the rejection of this Kavachomer, stems from our Gemara and Brachas. What does it say in our Gemara? Devar Maboim Shlomach Masasuda Acha Asuda. Food that is coming, Shlomach Masasuda, Perish the Kodabach Zemaz, and to Udim Brachas the Fremel Achareim, the Chain to Eidim and Nomisach Asuda of Sheshes. But Mifta Begim Brachas of Zemaz, Tosha says we have a whole array of cases where benching doesn't exempt a bracha acharona. In our sugya, if a person eats those real original Viennese tables, you have a fruit or something at the end of the meal that's totally mufka, totally separate and distinct from the meal. You brought out a new table, you rolled out the old table, you brought out, got rid of the challah, whatever you think the standard is to create that you have a brand new part of the, it's not part of the meal anymore. So the Gemara says explicitly, we paskin, that you have to make a bracha rishona and a bracha acharona. What do you mean? What do you make a bracha acharona for? Just bench. Obviously, the benching is not going to help you. Why not? If the Rashbam's Kavachemir is right, that by definition, whenever Me'ein Shalosh works, benching has to work. It is inconceivable any other way. So then what's going on in Arisugya? Arisugya has a case where a person finished a meal, he rolled out a new table, he's outside, he's having some fruit, he's having some grapes. And the Gemara says the favors that you have to make it al-favors. You have to make a new bracha chrona. It is not enough to rely on benching. So you see from here that there is no such thing. There's no such kavachemer called benching. If Me'ein Shalosh works, then benching by definition that works. So Tosis rejects the Rashbam. Does Tosis reject the halacha of the Rashbam? When the Rashbam gave up psak halacha and said to the guy who says, let's bench, let's sing Shir Malos, and he's about to start benching, you know what, one more cup of wine. So the Gemara says you have to make a bracha rishona. So if Tosus rejects the Rashbam, does Tosus really say he has to make a bracha chmara? Tosus no. Tosus back then. Tosus says, benching patas it, not because of the Rashbam's reason. Benching patas the bracha chmara from the ayin, because the ayin is still kind of part of the meal. So here we walk this very, very, very fine tightrope. Is something part of the meal, not part of the meal? So all of a sudden, the Balei Tosfos are distinguishing between vis-a-vis bracha rishona, in contrast to vis-a-vis bracha achrona. Vis-a-vis bracha rishona, the meal is over. You're Mesiach Das. You said, Havlam v'Nevarach. You said, let's bench. You're saying Shabbat. The game's over. Vis-a-vis bracha rishona. But we could still sneak it under the radar. Vis-a-vis bracha achrona. The standards to be part of the meal, to be exempted from the bench, not because of the Kavach HaMadosh, bam. But simply to declare the wine, yeah, the wine is still kind of part of the meal. Bracha Chorana has different standards. Now, the truth is, we know that's our sugya. That's mamash, that's desserts. Because we know that, definitely Medina Gemara, the person has dessert. The meal is over. Now he takes out something which is not really part of the meal. He takes out some sweets. He has some grapes at the end of the meal, simply for the dessert. So we bask in that locha that you have to make a bracha Rishona. You don't make a bracha Chorana. Why not? So the answer is this, though, is, you don't make a bracha achrona because we hold that there is this distinction between it's part of the meal vis-a-vis bracha achrona, not vis-a-vis bracha rishona. It's hard for us to understand why this should be so. But what do you want from those? Agamara says the same thing. So at the end of the day, everybody agrees that you don't make a separate ala gefen, apir gefen for wine that was drank at the very, very end of the meal. So again, the case of the fellow sits down and washes, then he has some food and makes a bracha gefen, eats his own meal. He starts singing Shemalos, he says, that's bench, and then he wants another cup of wine. So everybody agrees, you have to make a new bracha Rishon, that's a Gemara. And everybody seems to agree that you don't make a bracha Chorona, it's just bench. Why do you bench? What's the rationale of the bench, of benching? How does benching work for you? So Rashbam says, Kal Vachayim, don't ask any cash, says the Rashbam. Any and every time the halacha requires you to make a Ein Shalosh, you had a piece of cake and you benched your yaitzim b'diyavi. You had some grapes and you benched your yaitzim b'diyavi. You had a cup of wine, grape juice, you benched your yaitzim. Any and every kind of men shalosh will always be exempted by a birchas hamazon, whether you're in the meal or not in the meal. According to Tosfos, there's no such klal. That kavachemir is not a correct, not an accurate kavachemir. It happens to be that if you're still in the middle of the meal, benching is going to save you. But if you're not in the middle of the meal, say, according to Tosfos, a guy Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock takes a cup of wine and then benches. So he says, start over and start make a new Allah Yefen. So that's not acceptable. There is no such rule that benching partners are a main challenge.
So it's called that if you made a suga about it.
Oh, so we're going to get to the third shot now. We're going to get to a main Yonah shot about how wine can maybe serve as a suga. Let's see. The third shot.
Okay. In Tosos's Mahala, could you say on the way Tosos is explaining it, the reason is it's not really a suga, so it's his shtia is just he requires a bracha, but benching is not
the bracha. Tell us all that benching is the wrong bracha. They're almost like two different halachas. There's benching and there's main shalosh, and each one works for whatever it works for. There is no cross current between the two. And Rashbam says, "Come on," Rashbam says, "The madach, the little cheap, five line bracha works. The 100 line bracha works."
So tell me.
Yes, yeah, so the Rishonim actually doesn't talk about Berner Fashtei. Would you say the same Kavachamah? Would you say that a guy benched after eating an apple? So would you say the same Kavachamah with the Rashbam? No, maybe you'd say Madach Berner Fashtei, which is on the pedestal of brachas is on the lowest of the bottom of the bottom of the bottom, and even that works for sure. A bench is sure.
Maybe. But the difference between the two.
Main Shalosh is benching. Right. Well, I can hear a possible school. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But come to Tamir Ben Yonah and add a whole different spin of this. Tamir Ben Yonah say, La halacha, what the Rashbam said is correct, that the guy who said Havlam Nevarach, and then he drinks a cup of wine, he just benched. It is true that he doesn't recite another bracha chon of Allah Yafin afterwards, but the rationale of the Rashbam's Kavachim is not right. The rationale of Tosis is still a shtickle kind of make believe in the Suda is also not right. Tamir Ben Yonah, what's really going on is as follows. Let's take a look at the second paragraph in the Talmud Rabbeinu, ninth in the comes Miun Nireh. The Davka B'Shar Devarim, B'Yayin Poteres Be'en Gimel, says Rabbeinu Yonah, wine is in its own world. Wine gets exempted from a bracha. V'mshasa Achash Amahavam Nevarach, So the halacha is like the Rashbam, like Tosfos, no bracha chrona, but I'll tell you why, says the Rashbam. The gavi yayin birchas hamazon potes ben shomosh. A few way of birchas hamazon mekos, that's a different story. Yeshiyu lazeb. You're not going to bring a raya, says the Rashbam, says Rabbi Yonah, that birchas hamazon on wine will be affected. The Amina b'Gemara, chamer soid and mesamech. The Gemara identifies the beginning of cakes of Barchin that wine has certain qualities like bread. The positive yayin is samach of enosh. So the Gemara says that wine is besameach, and the Gemara interprets that that velechem yisad refers back to wine. Also, wine could fill you up. Wine is besameach you, and therefore the Gemara actually had a habami of avinim. But the Gemara asked the question back enough lamidei. Yichachi nevarich alei shalish brachas. We should back a bench for drinking wine. Guy takes a cup of wine, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday. You should bench. It has all the characteristics of bread, and maybe more so. The Gemara says you're right. Fundamentally, we should have benched for wine. The only reason why we don't, because people drink wine in a very haphazard way. They just grab a cup of wine right out the door. It's still not su'uda. Su'uda has the connotation, not just something that fills you up. It's not enough that the wine makes you happy. You don't sit down. Bread, you sit down. Most people don't run all over, you're not running the street with your tuna sandwich. You sit down for a minute to have your tuna sandwich. Wine a person takes on the go, takes on the run. So therefore, the Gemara says that lemaisa, we don't bench on wine, but we would have. So you see from the whole Shach Matar, the Gemara, from the question of the Gemara, that Birchas HaMazon speaks to wines. Birchas HaMazon is relevant to wine. Birchas HaMazon actually should have applied to wine. That the only reason why it does it is because of Nebuch, that little bit of a deficiency of lack of trios. So therefore, therefore, says the Tamir of Edina, if the Yevid, you went ahead and you benched on wine, it's hard to say that. Because that should have been the right bracha in the first place. Now, again, Rabbi Yoni concedes we don't bench on wine. We accept the reason of the Gemara, a lack of chiyus, but that reason is a little bit tangential, and therefore, at least with the Yevet, that reason is not going to necessitate another bracha. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Yoni ends up in the same place as the Rashbam and Tosfos, but for a totally different reason. And according to Rabbi Yoni, what comes out is this is unique to wine. Let's say a person had other kinds of foods. That person had some olives, and he benched on olives. So the Rabbi Yonah would say, you have to start over again, make a new bracha. There is no rule like the Rashbam said, kavachem or benching works. The only reason why wine is unique is because wine is unique, because wine really should have required benching in the first place.
According to Tosfos, is there ever a scenario of doing bracha after the Suda?
Yeah, there is such a case. Those are foods that are so separate from the Suda that you cleared the table. That was category number 3 of yesterday. The pre-Viennese table kind of days, the days when they literally cleared the entire table off, the Tosis, that's the Gemara, Tosis concedes to the Gemara, that is so mufka from Suda, that is mufka bein lebracha l'shara bein lebracha
shvara. Or wouldn't it also apply if you ate the item before you washed, didn't eat it at all during the meal?
That's a further question, but how much are those kinds of foods considered to be subsumed under the Suda? Right? That's a further shell. We have that every Friday night, every Kiddush, we do. We recite Kiddush, we drink our wine, we don't run to make a bracha chorna then. So we assume that the benching is going to pop to that bracha misha.
Or shakos, a lot of times, shul Kiddush, Kiddush shul, or like wedding, person.
Which usually in those cases, usually by weddings, usually don't drink a shir of a that would require bracha chorna. Usually we just tow him a little bit from the coast. But in the case where a person really drinks the shir and then they go immediately into a meal, that's a question, whether the benching would pop to it.
When you
bench,
you bench on a coast
anyway. Right, I mean, assuming. I mean, some, no, not,
right
not.
Right before you're in the bench.
Right, that's true, right. So if you
close, let me taste this one.
Okay, yeah, in a case, that would be, that. So if that's what happens, then you have to make a new board prayer often. If you said, let's bench, you're getting the benching coast ready, let's all bench for Sim Shamal. So, let's see, I like this wine. So you have to make. That's the thing. You have to make a new bar prayer. Okay, Shabbos. You have to brach shetrichas.
I thought
Henry
was talking about a case where not on Friday, but on Shabbos morning.
Yeah,
sure. You have to kiddush, you eat, you chill on the kugel,
and then you have a meal right afterwards.
Oh, that's a tricky. That's not so posh. You don't make a bracha for after that. That's not at all posh.
That's good.
Well, let's see.
No, no, but it's a big issue because it's my son called Yom. Like, you know, first of all, it's not my son Yom because sometimes they have speeches, it's half sake of an hour, over an hour. But a lot of times they'll have a kiddush and they'll sit you down for lunch.
That's a question. That's a question about that. About what
the Sonos. In
right. Sonos. That's a question. That's not so simple whether you should have a brother. Well, that's a simple. It means it's not so simple. That's what it means. But Rashi Feinstein has a true about it. We have to take a look at what the Maskana chooses. Remember, he has a true about it. I don't remember what the Maskana is. I don't do it in my house. We just go, I make it, you should just wash right away. Yeah.
What if you just start singing
Shir Malos? That's great. The singer Shir Malos, like the Banazet, almost like the Havlam and Avarach. I mean, it's hard to call Shir Malos anything else. I mean, no, sometimes it happens, you can start seeing Shir Malos and it takes 20 minutes to get to actually mention. Okay.
Well, on whatever they're eating, and so it's not be wine, it might be having a piece of cake, so they have to make all milk.
If a person really starts to sing Shir Malos, I wouldn't say an alnicha, they may have to make another bracha. Person sings Shir Malos, the mom's getting ready to bench, and then they change their mind, they start to get in a munch, that's the din in the Gemara, the Havlam of the Marach creates a bracha. It doesn't create a report. No. Bracha Corona, that's this Rosh Baal Matos. Right. If it wasn't wine, you have to make a Bracha Corona. Right. So a co-part of what comes out according to this Rabbi Yonah, there's something very, very special about wine. It doesn't spill over to other kinds of foods, especially the fruits. A guy in the Tuesday afternoon has a bunch of dates and olives and benches by mistake. So then he wasn't really yetzei, dates maybe, but they will say olives. So he would be required to recite a bracha chorinus. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a lot of acharonim who questioned whether this would be true. Let's say the father ate breakfast, had a bowl of cereal, and his bowl of raisin bran, and then by mistake he benches. So what would we say about that? So the Shulchan Aruch, in quoting this sugya, says that. Not so simple. Could be the fellow would have to bench over again. Because the reasons that we said they're not like it. Only the Rosh Baal that any time maim shalosh works, so then benching works, so alavicha works, so benching works, but goes through Shabbat don't accept the Rosh Baal. If you go down the route of Tosfos, and it's still part of the Suda, yeah, there was no Suda, you didn't wash in the first place. If you go down the route of Rabbeinu Yonah, there's something very unique about wine. Don't bring any rice, anything else. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Enoch and Ali, if a person recited benching over a bowl, so you have to start over again. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a lot of Chavam who say, no, it's not true. Cereal also is a soup. It also fills you up. Madach, wine. We should have benched on wine. So the Emma says, we should have benched on cereal also. It would have made a lot of sense. We wouldn't have thought it was crazy to bench on cereal. It's for Zaydus, it's for Zaydus, medium. It fills you up. It's breakfast. It wouldn't have been so crazy to bench. Okay, we don't. Maisa Chazal Masaket, it's not the pasta, lechem. Whatever reasons are Chazal Masaket, not to bother benching on it. But it wouldn't have been crazy to bench on it. Therefore, the Shabur says the basic law is whatever wouldn't have been crazy to bench on, if the average of benching would be yaitze. We're not advocating making alamichis on bowls of cereal. We're not advocating making a cup of wine either. I'm sorry. We're not advocating making the wrong bracha bichas and mosul. But the average, at the end of the day, you ate something that's a suit and thick of food. It's hard to turn around and say that you're not yet. Let's say kal v'chomer cake. A person, by mistake, he ate a piece of cake, ate a couple of cookies, and he benched. To say that was a wrong bracha, a cake, even if you have the other svar, if you had enough cake, enough cookies, you would have to bench. Possibly a kiss and eat enough of it, you could be a suit, you don't have to bench. So there are certain kinds of foods that, although the chatchila are not meal foods, so therefore they don't really require b'chomer. But based on this Rabbeinu Yonah, after the fact, with a different standing, different way of looking at things, after the fact, anything that was in the Birchas HaMazon extended family, it was the third cousin of Birchas HaMazon, it really should have had benching, except for some quirk of a reason. So the Diabod, we're going to wave in. We're going to say, well, you benched anyway, we're not going to make you bench again. So the bottom line is, we have three different approaches in the Rishonim as to how do we look at cases where there should have been the lower level bracha. And now by mistake, you made the big bracha, the bracha benching. What's that take with the end? So there are three different factors, different Rishonim emphasized. According to the Rashbam, Kavachod. Rashbam, hold on to Kavachod for dear life. If the Kavach HaChaim is there, if any and every time that the lower level bracha works, then the higher level bracha works also. Most of the Shem didn't accept the Kavach HaChaim. The Tosfos accepted the idea of, well, if it's in the context of a meal, so then we're going to accept it with the Evan. Rabbi Yona opens up a third possibility. No, you don't even need the context of a meal, and you don't need the Kavach HaChaim, but you do need something that in the ballpark of benching. In theory, you should have benched on it. It has some of the characteristics of benching, albeit not all of them. Where do you draw the line? What's called having the characteristics? So the Rabbi Yonah drew the line at wine. So then the Mishnah extends it a little bit, maybe plus the cereal, plus the cake. There are other kinds of foods that similar svar of Rabbi Yonah may play out as well. So everyone's working around the same question. Everyone seems to be assuming in that case of Psachim, you're not making a bracha corona. So the guy who sang Shemalos has to make a new bar priya gofen. Somehow there's no mention in the Gemara of making a new bracha corona. Somehow benching is working for him. Is it working based on the Rashbam's Kavach HaChomer? Is it working based on Tosfos Suda? Is it working based on Ben Yonah that wine is almost kind of like a benching food in the first place? So different opinions in the Rishonim. But one of the factors in the Sugya was our Gemara. It was our Gemara that Tosfos used to actually reject the Rashbam's Kavach HaChomer. So the next minute, we'll just get our feet wet into the next week. We don't need the Mamakos for it. We're just going to get our feet wet into it. The Gemara has this entire sugya we just spent about what's considered to be plot of sugya or not. So now comes the Gemara and raises the question, if pas fundamentally potter's foods, that's the basic law, pas fundamentally potter's foods. So we ask the Gemara, MK, it should potter wine as well. And we all know that that's not true. The din is clearly not the case. If a person drinks wine in the middle of a suda, let me make kiddush. Guy sits down Tuesday evening, going out to the restaurant, wash, he's in the middle of a meal, decides to order a cup of wine. Everybody agrees you have to make a new bracha. You have to make a bar priyagofen. The question is why? But if a mighty pot is everything, just about everything, whatever's part of the suda, yihochi yayinami niftari. So the Gemara gives a very, very cryptic answer as to why that is not the case. So we'll eventually have to pick that up in the next year as to what that cryptic answer is. So four different shot of why. Everyone agrees to the din. The question is why it's so. We'll see what some of the parameters, what are the ramifications of this.
I think we'll finish the race.